Welcome to today's Advent cast. This is Father John Zilstra. Today we begin a series of brief podcasts for Advent and the beginning of this new liturgical year of grace. Advent is a penitential season, like Lent, but also different from it. It is imbued with joy because we are preparing for the celebration of Christ's birth. We might say that Advent is a season of joyful penance, or if you want to turn the sock inside out, it's a season of penitential joy. Advent is more about the second coming than it is about the Lord's first coming at Bethlehem. The overarching message of Advent rings in our ears in our liturgical texts. Make straight the Lord's path, make it smooth. He's coming. The King of fearful majesty is coming. And when he comes, he is going to come by the straight path, whether we've done anything to straighten it out for him ahead of time or not. Prosper Guéranger was a French abbot at the Benedictine Monastery of Solesmes for some 40 years. He's credited with reviving monasticism in France. He also did a great deal of scholarly work on liturgy. He has a massive multi-volume work called The Liturgical Year, and this is something that he wrote about Advent. The whole world is in expectation of its Redeemer. Come, dear Jesus, show thyself to it by granting it salvation. The Church, thy bride, is now commencing another year, and her first word is to thee, a word which she speaks in the anxious solicitude of a mother for the safety of her children. She cries out to thee, saying, Come. No, we will go no farther in our journey through the desert of this life without thee, O Jesus. Time is passing quickly away from us. Our day is perhaps far spent, and the shades of our life's night are fast coming on. Arise, O divine Son of Justice. Come, guide our steps, and save us from eternal death. Venerable Fulton Sheen wrote that Jesus was the only person ever born in order to die. The cross cast a shadow already upon his crib. His birth, in the first place, looked backward to the fall of man. It therefore looked forward to the Calvary and the cross. And if to the cross, then to the tomb and to the resurrection and ascension. His first coming also heralded his second coming. The Christian, living in hope, knows this interiorly. It is entirely consistent, therefore, that the season of coming, Adventus, should also be about the parousia. In the Gospel for this Sunday, from the 21st chapter of Luke, we connect our preparation for the joy of Christ's first Advent, which was imbued with the humility of his passion, to his return in glory and majesty at the end of things. In looking both back to a historic moment in time at Bethlehem and forward to the east of glory, we are urged to lift up our heads. In the early church, our forebears would end the masses with, Amen, Veni, Domine Jesu. So be it. Come, Lord Jesus. Here's the collect for the Vetus Ordo for the first Sunday of Advent. Let us pray. Put forth your power, O Lord, we beseech you, and come, that with you as our protector we may be rescued from the impending danger of our sins, and with you as our deliverer may we obtain our salvation. Excita quaesibus, Domine, potentiam tuam, et veni, ut ab imminentibus peccatorum nostrorum periculis, Te mereamur protegente eripi, te liberante salvari, qui vivis et regnas cum Deo Patre, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.